we have moved into the operations and maintenance phase. That's a significant milestone for the National Archives. In the operations and maintenance mode, we will be keeping the system up and running and operating. And there's also an element of the operations and maintenance ongoing contract, which is for corrective and adaptive activities, which will allow us in that world of dynamic information systems be able to make corrections or, you know, minor adaptions, if you will, of the system to continue to meet the federal agency customer needs.
Now, this contract was just recently, as you said, end of fiscal year 11, awarded to whom, for how much? Give us a little bit of details.
IBM is going to be our partner for O&M as we move forward. From a cost perspective, the contract is structured in a number of different ways. There's the immediate activity that is associated with transitioning essentially IBM into this project, rather, since, you know, they are not the incumbent that developed it. Instead, they're the new, that, and they need to come up to speed. So there's a transition activity that we anticipate will take probably about 3 months. Then there's the ongoing O&M, so the base work associated with actually keeping the system up and running. And then there's 9 option years associated with this, since ERA is not expected to be a short-term project. It's a platform initiative that's going to be maintained for years to come. This is a long-term initiative that we will anticipate having operations and maintenance contract in place for years to come. Then the third element of the contract is really the activities associated with corrective and adaptive, which will be in an agile type of process as corrections or adaptations of ERA are identified and needed and well-defined. We will, on a task order basis, be able to initiate activities to add that capability for either a correction or an adaptation.
And as far as just the worth of the contract, do you know offhand?
The contract is a 10-year contract because it really lists all the option years. It's about $240 million.
IBM replaces Lockheed Martin, which was when the initial contract to replace it. How much of a change is that going to be? I mean, because you guys, anytime there's a move from one contractor to another, is that a huge challenge to make that transition?
I'd put it in the complex. In this particular case, there's really two transitions taking place. One transition from development to O&M, and the other transition from contractor A to contractor B. So we anticipate some complexity because we have to bring IBM up to speed on the system as we move through the next several months.
Let me ask you about that complexity. Is it specifically just the learning curve, or is it a system complexity?
It's the system complexity. The Electronic Records Archives project and program, it's a very complex system that deals with a lot of different business processes associated with accepting records and transferring those records into a system, and then making those records accessible, et cetera, and searchable. The complexity of those processes, which may not sound all that difficult, but in the scheme of across the federal government with the various types of data, it becomes very complex. So IBM will just need to get familiar with the architecture of the system, the code that really supports that architecture, and be prepared to keep that system up and running and start into corrective and adaptive types of activities, you know, as soon as possible.
Let me ask you about the use of ERA, because I know ERA was one of those programs that went through the TechStat session with OMB, mm-hmm. and you guys were committed to getting more agencies to use ERA. Can you give us a status update of terms of either how many or how often are agencies using ERA, and more, I know, are coming on every couple months?
We started really monitoring agency adoption, and that's the term that we use inside here, back in March of this year. There were 3 agencies identified per month that we would help bring into the system. So the early training activities and helping them understand how to use the system, et cetera. So since March, we've been monitoring that very carefully. And the agencies that were first selected for adoption were the cabinet level type of agencies, the large agencies. And our progress, I think, has been really good. The agencies have been trained for the most part, they have been using the system. And then as another metric, we have been monitoring the amount of data in bytes transferred on a quarterly basis and reporting that out. And the goal was 10 terabytes per quarter. And we have successfully met or exceeded that transfer expectation for the last three quarters. So we're right on track with what we had committed to at the TechStat for agency adoption as well as the actual transfer of data.
And are you finding that the system's working well, it's doing everything you expect it to do as it's taking in this huge amount of data, and also people are able to access ERA to find the data they need maybe later on?
I think it is working well. And again, reflect back that this is really a platform and a foundational type of initiative. It's the platform for providing a way of confidently storing those records. But we have quite a ways really to go. I mean, honestly, there's enhancements that we know need to be made based off of early adopter type of experiences, not necessarily problems, but just like when you start using a new system, you realize, boy, it would be really nice if we could do this or this.
Can you just give me a quick example of maybe one or two things that you think are going to be among the first ones?
Some of them are enhanced search capabilities internal. There's a list of enhancements that are needed there to help with things that are very comprehensive, for example, like a new Supreme Court justice. The tools that we can put in place and continue to evolve are the types of things that could be enhancements in that area. Search in particular is one of those things when you talk about information systems. I talk about the velocity of technology or the rate of change of technology. Search and search tools are one of the highest velocity technologies out there because there's constantly new improvements being made to how you can search for information in a large corpus of data. Being able to continue to enhance ERA with some of the best search tools out there will enhance the system and also enhance the user experience.